Everybody likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Everybody likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Guitar.
Community Quick Hits. Brought to you by
Taco Cabana and Texas Land and Cattle.
Once again, here's Cobra.
I just got a text from Dan McDowell asking where we are. I said we're over by Mi Casino. What else is another landmarky thing right here?
Behind Luby's.
Shut up.
How about the container store?
Where's that?
Right off of Carroll. You'll see it right off of Carroll. Right there.
What? Oh, okay. Well, if you're listening, Dan, I think he's actually on foot right now, but he'll find
feet.
We definitely need Dan over here to send him over there to meet his cousin.
Right. That's definitely a hookup that needs to be made.
Yeah. You think he'd have a lot of patience for her?
I'd love to see it unfold.
Yeah, I would too.
So we're related, huh?
Let's go. All right. So first off, let's get to the, before we get to Ebola Man, let's get to the storms from yesterday. The great Pete Delkus is telling us that we had straight line winds from anywhere to 60 to 90 miles per hour. And it seems like East Dallas got hit the hardest.
I still don't have power.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say that, 150,000 remain without power. You must be one of them. And if you live over by the lake, by White Rock Lake on the other side of Central,
mm-hmm.
It seems that that area, portions of Lake Highlands, and on down south a little bit towards Lakewood got hit the hardest, which is really strange.
You made it
through okay? Man, my neighborhood was just trees down everywhere.
Yeah.
Just everywhere. And I'm talking about, and there is nothing sadder to me than seeing a tree that you know is hundreds of years old that is just split in half or falling down in the street or whatever. It's like, and for the people that live there too, you know, at our old house, when we lived down on the M Streets, we have one of those trees, one of those 150-year-old trees. And it was the centerpiece of the whole house. If we lost that, that house would have lost so much value. Because it provided so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you feel bad for these people that have these trees that are so incredibly old, that mean so much to them, and then you just see them down like that. But, dude, it was everywhere. I went and drove past. We talked about, what was it? Royal Oaks, that lost a bunch of trees. I drove down there after work yesterday. And by the way, so many street lights are out.
Yes.
That if you wanted to exit the highway last night, you know, between like, I don't know, Mockingbird all the way up to Royal, you were going to wait like an hour just to exit. The lines were all the way backed up to the highway because the streetlights were out and you're having to just kind of casually go along. There he is. There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, South Lake Zone. Dan.
Let's hear it for him. He is one of you.
He is one of you.
Down a little bit.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How are you?
How's it going?
Welcome to Southlake.
Thank you.
We're nice to be here.
Thank you.
You're all bundled up.
It's chilly.
It's about 400 degrees out there.
Go over there and where the wind is. It's not.
All right, so
pretty.
I know you weren't listening because you were dealing with your kiddos, but we had a really, really interesting wireless segment.
Oh, really?
So much so that the woman...
Rated R?
No.
Okay.
But she came over, and before we went wireless, she goes in a very smoky, husky voice, "I think I might be related to Dan McDowell."
Oh, no. For real?
For real.
He's from Akron. I'm from Cleveland.
Yes. She's from Cleveland. Her name is Nancy McDowell.
Mm-hmm. We have a long line of smokers.
But she is convinced that you and her are somehow related. And she is going to Brio's. Are you familiar with the restaurant Brio's?
Yeah, I think I know where that is.
We're going to go get loaded on
by the bookstore?
Yeah. She would very much like it if you would just maybe head down there.
Yeah, and meet her. Yeah.
Oh, so she couldn't hang out?
No.
She wants you to tell me to go to Brio's in case.
There is wine to be drunk.
Yeah.
Drink.
She needs some of that white wine.
Or a vodka tonic.
And she's got two others with her.
And they are looking for action.
And they're the
one's been married four times.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, right? She's experienced.
Because she's not worried about divorce.
Right,
she wouldn't think it was such a big deal.
Right. So have you guys been to this thing before?
Maybe. I don't know. There's always a festival.
I was going to say, this whole area reeks of...
There's lots of festivals.
Monthly festivals with beer.
It's like... Well, I shouldn't promote Grape Fest or Main Street Days, but they're the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got this, and okay, if we slap the label Oktoberfest on it and have the same type of booths, there's an art fest here. There's
vendors.
Are we all working together here?
We're all one big community, right? We can mention Grape Fest.
Now,
can't mention like ESPN Radio.
How are your season tickets going at South Lake Football?
I've never been to a game.
Oh, Dan.
And that makes me an outsider.
Dan.
Sure. My kid has been to a game. She was at the game last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Fun? It was? I'm fascinated. We met some friends on vacation that are South. Hey, what are you? South Lakers?
That's good enough.
Dragons.
No. I mean, like, if you live in South Lake, you are a South Lakeian?
Like I said, we're Dragons.
You're Dragons. Okay. All right. And they invited us to come over to a football game, and I'm fascinated by just the hubbub surrounding it and the fervor surrounding a high school football club. And I wanted to go. We couldn't make it because our kids had crap going on. But
it's a large deal.
Yeah.
It is the identity of the community is built around that thing.
And didn't I read where you have to wait in line? Like, you can't even get tickets, right? Like, if you want season tickets, are those readily available? No, you can't. You have to...
Could a fellow walk up to the game tonight and buy a ticket?
Like a single?
How about scalping? That's not a big business.
Oh, no, this guy says you can't. Everybody else says you can. You're wrong, sir.
Is it like at an Aerosmith concert where you know the guys that really aren't into Aerosmith because they may be a little bit darker and they're selling tickets outside? Do you have that at South Lake?
Darker?
What does that mean exactly? What are you talking about?
They're into goth.
Tweet
Let's put
that.
It that way.
But don't tweet that. Guys.
Well,
but I think that's... And I don't know much about this stuff, but I do know they only have one high school, but it's two grades. So it's only 11th and 12th. And they have so many kids, it's too big.
But they won't have another high school, right?
Like, I think there's plenty of people that live here now that have taken white flight that... We can have at least two high schools, maybe three.
Right, but why don't they?
They want to remain a sports power.
Oh, it's a sports thing.
Do you know anything about this, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the way to do things? Because did split up? Did Plano split up? And
Plano.
Now they're not?
Yeah, they're not as good.
Yeah, Plano was that way for a long time. You know, when they had way too many kids for one high school, they didn't want to build another one because they wanted Plano High School to be good every year. And you know what? They were.
Well, I think that South Lake has it right, because is there anything more important in your town than 16-year-olds being good at sports?
And having a good record.
Yeah.
Well, and it limits, you can only have half as many 16-year-olds to play varsity and such like that.
Okay, what about
with
the...
with a little kid who wants to play sports someday...
Dude.
Her options are cut in half, I would guess, right?
And I bet you academically, too, it is a barn burner trying to get, like, in the top 10% because you have so many kids that are so smart.
Well, they say many kids, well, I don't know if it's many, but quite a few are. So you move to South Lake because they have good schools and stuff.
Yeah. And you end up
going
to private.
But then you end up going to a private school because it's so, to get in the top 10% and get that instant into UT or whatever other state school. A lot of kids around here go to Oklahoma. Because it's...
What do you mean? The university?
Easier to get in.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
We've covered a wide range of topics here.
We really have. So would that
social topics.
Would you consider that someday?
And my Not a private school, no.
That's why you're here.
We moved here to not go to Dallas City Schools.
Yes.
Just to be blatantly honest.
Right.
That's what people do, right?
Yeah.
Scout the school systems, and this was a good school system. And so, yeah, we're not going to now pull her out so she can go to UT.
Right.
She doesn't need to go to college anyway.
No, college.
She's got to get a job.
Nucky didn't.
Nothing is more overrated than education.
Did you watch Nucky this week?
Sure.
Yes.
What a great story.
Okay,
yeah.
Are you enjoying
Look at the education he had.
The flashbacks?
Yeah.
I love that. Love that. I'm going to miss that show so much.
That's what shaped Nucky.
Yes.
Built him into the man he is today.
That's right. Look how successful he is.
Is he going to class to eat and go to third grade? Did he?
No, he didn't. He didn't.
Fourth
grade.
The class of life.
Hey, he had the Commodore ready to teach him everything he needed to know.
Go ahead, Danny.
I got nothing.
Oh, I thought you said something.
No, I said wrap it up.
Oh.
This show sucks today.
Jeez.
Well, why is he being like that?
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan McDowell will be signing autographs.
Yes. If you would like a picture, he's right here.
Yes.
I think we need to wrap up, though, by everybody doing the Dan McDowell alarm. Have you heard that?
God.
Wow. How much did that dude alarm? Yeah, this happened. Actually, tornado spotted in the area last night.
Around
Have
here?
You heard? No.
Oh.
There's a lot
All right,
of
are we ready to
very
do this?
Yes. Knocked my hoop over.
All right, do it on three. Oh, one,
are you
two,
gonna recover?
Three.
Thank you.
Could Dan McDowell possibly be my cousin?
There she is.
Possibly.
Yes, there she is.
Fetching, young lady?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Literally smoking hot.
Everything you would ever expect out of a 60-year-old who really enjoys booze
and cigarettes.
I'm from Akron. He's from Cleveland.
There she is.
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
Get you some, Dan.
They're related, Danny.
Yeah,
well, we don't know that.
Yeah, they're related, clearly.
It's Texas. It's fine.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming
on.
Go
South Lake.
Yes, go Dragons.
Beat the Capel thing.
Ooh, this is a show war between you and Bob. Well, he didn't live there anymore.
Yeah,
Oh, no, he does.
No, now he moved there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, to get out of South Lake.